Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We want to welcome everyone to Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. Tell your friends and your loved ones and everything about the broadcast and let them join in and help us lift the name of Jesus up tonight. We want to thank all the listeners that have been praying for the broadcast. We just thank everyone for your prayers because we couldn't do it without you. We want to welcome all the new listeners that have been coming on all over the world. And we just thank God for you guys. And we want you to keep joining in with us. And we just ask you all to just continue to pray for this ministry and for me and Tim. And for all the ones that come on and obey the Lord, because we couldn't do this without you. And we just want the gospel of Christ to be out where other people can be saved and set free and delivered and have their needs met. And we've been hearing about a lot of different people that have been receiving their miracles and their healings and different things from the Lord, and we just thank God for that. Thank God for what he's doing, and we know that he's still on the throne, that he's much alive, and we just thank God for everything that he's doing in this day and time. And we just want to say that we want everybody out there tonight that knows how to pray to be praying for a friend of ours, Joe Powell. He's a good man of God, and he was diagnosed with brain tumors and stuff, and his wife said just a little while ago that he is in real bad shape, that they called her and told her they were taking him by ambulance to a hospital. So just remember Joel Powell tonight and his wife, Lena, and we want to give God praise for what he's done for Dora, and also for what he's done for another friend of mine. He's healed him from cancer, give him a miracle, and we just want to have everybody to continue to pray for them, that they'll receive their strength, and that God will be glorified in all this. And I'm going to come out of, we're talking about obedience is better than sacrifice tonight. Being obedient to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God. As Christians, we got to come under subjection and be submissive to the Lord and obey everything that he tells us to do. And a lot of times, if we're at church or something, and the Lord tells us to go up and pray for somebody or go lay hands on them, witness to somebody out in town or whatever, a lot of times we don't want to do it, and we're not being obedient to the Lord when he tells us to do something and we don't do it. And James 4:17 says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So if we're not obeying the Spirit of the Lord when he tells us to do something, then we're sinning. So we need to all be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ and do what he wants us to do, because if we don't do what he wants us to do, he'll raise up somebody else in our place to do exactly what he's told us to do. So I don't want that to happen, so we all want to obey the Lord. I'm going to come out of 1 Kings 17, and it's a little bit lengthy, but I'm going to go ahead and read it because this is on being obedient. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these days, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan, and and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and that I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, and he went and dwelled in the brook Cherith, I ain't saying that right, but I can't pronounce it, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and drank of the brook. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Now see, this widow woman hadn't obeyed the Lord and been obedient to the Lord and done what she was commanded to do, then her needs would not have been met. But let's go on and we'll read here. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said. But make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it to me unto me, and after make thee and for thy son. For this is the Lord God of Israel, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, unto the day of the Lord, that the Lord send rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. See, if she wouldn't have been obedient, the Lord wouldn't have met her needs, and she wouldn't have had nothing to eat, and her son would have died. But she was obedient to the Lord, and that's how we need to be. Whenever the Lord bids us to do something, we need to not wrestle and fight over it. We need to just be obedient and do it. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, Why have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. So it pays to be obedient to the Lord. The woman didn't only get her needs met for her food, but her son also was raised from the dead. So pays to be obedient to the Lord. We're going to come over here and sing a song. Tim's going to sing some more after I get done, but I'm going to sing one song, and then after Tim gets done singing what he's going to sing, then we'll get this caller in here on. So just bear with us and pray for us. Praise the Lord.
When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. The life you lead from day to day will show it. You'll have the courage to tell old man, help me to know that you can stand. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. You won't have to go around. Raise your face towards the ground, but you'll have joy and gladness in your soul. The Lord will lift you up, He'll fill that empty cup. When you've been blessed by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. Life you eat from day to day will show it. You'll have love for your fellow man, healthy, developed, shifting faith. When you get in touch by the power of God, you'll know it. Get ready for the day, the Lord's gonna call you away. These coming words heard to fill a solid ground. Tell others of his love and about the home above. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. The life you lead from day to day will show it. You'll have love for your fellow man. Tell me the love of the ship you sail. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. Life you lead from day to day will show it. You have love for your fellow man. Help me get out of the shifting sand. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. You'll have love for your fellow man. Help me get out of the shifting sand. Being touched by the power of God, you'll know it.
Praise the Lord.
Her last meal almost gone. God sent Elijah to make me to know. He said, woman, don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you even ask him, help us on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is all the way. A bright day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help me all the way. Troubles of the world come by, and burdens hit the ground. You think no one is waiting, you think no one is around. Let's remember his words then. Trust him in the faith. Hear us, voice of heaven. Help is always. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. You don't believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is all the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give us today. Just hold on a little longer. Help me go away.
Offer all of our wings of praise.
Have a holy patient, stand and praise the Lord. Let all the congregation stand and praise the Lord. It's time for a celebration. Let the hallelujah roar. With your voice in heaven, you wave. Stand and praise the Lord. It's time for a celebration. Let the hallelujah roar.
Before we let James, he loves this song. I'm going to sing it for him. He knows what it is. You know how it feels. Do you know how it feels? You know something's missing. And hear a still small voice that you just keep dismissing. Do you know how it feels? To be troubled inside. To think just for you. On the cross, someone died. When he knows to surrender, has his gift washed away, never to be remembered, and know that it's real. Tell me, do you know how it feels, and how that you feel to know you're a child of the King, your heavenly Father owns everything. now they're fulfilled. You know you are loved by the one who gave the stars up above. Now they're fulfilled. Love your own God. You lay your head on your pillow each time and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how to feel? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart is melting and you're started going the moment you found it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been saved and it seems that the whole world is feeling your way? Do you know how it feels wherever you go? You still get a feeling that you're not at home. Oh, heaven is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your Heavenly Father, all the things. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars of the sky? How does it feel to know you're all right?
Come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I want to just thank God because he has been so good to me. And I want to praise him because I know what it feels like to know that you're all right with God and not have to sit and wonder. Glory to God. And I'm not like a lot of them. I'm not ashamed to tell people I love the Lord. And glory to God, try to live where they can see him in me. Because we got people sitting out there ashamed. They'll go to church, but they'll never lift their hands. And I'm wondering about what this is about tonight is about obedience unto the Word of God, unto God himself, unto the Spirit of God, which is the Word. You know what comes in us.
Amen.
Obedience is better than a sacrifice. Glory to God, in the Old Testament, people, they used to, when they sinned, they had to go offer sacrifices. They'd have to build an altar, burn a goat, a heifer, or a lamb or something to take. That was for their sin sacrifice, you know. But the sacrifice had done been made. It was made at Calvary, glory to God. When Jesus went to that old rugged cross, the sacrifice was made for us. And we got to be obedient unto the Word of God and apply it to our lives in everything we do, say, and think, glory to God, because you can't honor, I love the Lord, and not do what he said. You make yourself a liar. Because to not do what the Word of God says, you can't stand up and go, oh, I love the Lord, I'm saved, I'm sealed, I'm sanctified, I'm set apart, when you haven't even got the strength or the gumption to do what the Word said and praise God. I know what the Bible says. Praise God in all things. That's good, bad, in between. You still praise God. If you're in a bad time, you're trusting God to get you out, and he will. If you're in a good time, you're telling him how much you thank him, and you're praising him for that. Glory to God. When you get that good job you've been asking to get, and you don't praise God, that job might go away. You see what I'm saying? He quits blessing when we quit praising, I believe. And glory to God today. You go to church, and there's maybe five or six that'll give God praise, and the rest of them just come to be seen. That's all I know. We've got to obey God and obey that word. And I want to lay it over here. I'm going to start out the Old Testament like Sister Betty did. This comes out of Judges, chapter 7. And it was Jerubbaal, which is Gideon. Y'all remember Gideon in the Bible? And it said that he gathered up the people because the Midianites and all them was coming down on them. And it said in verse 2 there, it says this, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with you are too many. for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand has saved me. Now, ain't that just like God? He said, look, that's not a big enough miracle. You got so many thousand people with you. But that's too many. Now you'll think you did it. So I want to show you who I am. I want to show you I'm the I am. I'm the one you need to trust on. When you're in the midst of the battle, people, we need to cry out on God. Not cry out about, y'all help me. Loan me some money. Somebody come here and give me aid. Somebody help. We need to be on our knees crying out, Lord, I trust you. You've carried me through all this part of my life. And I know you won't fail me now. Glory to God. That's what Gideon did. Because when God told him that, he said, now therefore go to and proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000. And there remained only 10,000 to face this great and mighty army. But guess what God said? When God looked down and see, he said, and the Lord said unto Gideon again, the people are yet too many. Bring them down under the water, and I'll try them for you. And said, there, and it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, that this shall go with you, the same shall go with thee, and of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. God was weeding the herd out. And said, so he brought down the people under the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go of every man to his place. Now, ain't that something? You see, this army of the Midianites, according to the Bible, was around 135,000 men. Think about that. Gideon's down now to 300. Now, if they get a victory, it's got to come from God, right? But Gideon obeyed God in all that he said. And went on and said, it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down into the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. But if thou fear to go down, thou take thou with you a Phurah, thy servant, down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thy hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Phurah, his servant, under the outside of the armed men that were in the host, and the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was gone, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian and came into a tent and smote it that it fell and overturned it that the tent lay alone. And his fellows answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. And that's what the soldiers of Midian were saying. See, God went and sent him down where he'd listen to him, and he'd be strengthened in his heart, knowing that they even thought that God had delivered them into his hands. And so he got up and got his men, and he told them, go over to God, get ready, because we fixed to go down and take them, because he was strengthened now. Glory to God. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned unto the host of Israel and said, Arise, for the Lord delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, Look on me, and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. And when I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 300 men that are with him were with him and came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but newly set to watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands, and the three companies blew the trumpets, brake the pitchers, and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled, and the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host, and the host fled to Bethshitta in Zereth, and to the border of Abel-Meholah, that's hard to say, unto Tabith. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of all the places around. You know, they come too. Then they said, Why did you go down to fight them without calling us? But see, he did what God said. And praise God. It goes on. I'll read this over one verse over here. And this comes out of chapter 8. They took the two kings of that host, was Zeba and Zalmunna. And they were in Karkor, and their host with them, about 15,000 men, all that were left of all the host of the children of the east, for there fell 120,000 men that drew sword. Now you think about that miracle there, folks, and you think about the one Sister Betty told you about. These people obeyed God. That's all they did to get such a great blessing. Glory to God. 120,000 men killed each other because they were so afraid of God and of Gideon. Because God had sent him, they were so afraid. If you slowed down in front of them, they'd just stab you with a sword. Run on by. If the one behind caught them, he stabbed them and kept running. They were that afraid. And when it wound up, they took the kings, took all their men. Glory to God. They won the greatest victory ever with 300 men and faith in God. What could we do if we obeyed God in all he said? What would we be like when we go to church and the Bible said, all that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Glory to God. And we went to church and we went to praising God and thanking him for what he'd done for us that week. And we was in there shouting and having a good time in the Lord. And his glory fell down. And glory to God, you win the greatest battle ever. It's the battle for your soul. And the sin is melted away through the grace and glory of God. Hallelujah. And we can be just like Gideon, just like Elijah, when he went to that widow woman. She said, I'm going to make a cake for me and my son. We're going to eat and die. And he said, no, make me one first, then make you one and the boy one. And said, they eat out of it for many, many days. While a drought was on, they alive, they eat of that. It never ran out because God blessed it. God told her to do something. She did it, and God blessed her. Her son died, and God blessed her with her son back to life. He blessed him with a great battle, one probably in the history of glory to God, of that few men, that great army, and that all of them wound up defeated because he obeyed God. Can you imagine how stupid that would have sounded to us if we had 30-something thousand men? We'd feel all right going out to face them, maybe God would be with us, we'd whip them. But for him to say, no, that's too many, whittle that number down. Do this, do that, and wind up with 300. Say, now go whoop them. What would you think? Would you obey God? Friend, if you wouldn't, you don't know God. You don't know who he is. You don't know what he can do for you. You don't know how he delivered people throughout all the Old Testament. Glory to God. David, a little old young boy, shepherd boy, went out there with a rock and sling and brought down Goliath, that great giant. Glory to God. Old Samson used to whoop them Philistines right and left. Glory to God. And his last days, he sat there, started getting his hair growth back out. His strength was coming back. And he put his hands on the pillar of that great arena and just said, Lord, now help me with your strength. He gave them pillars a push, and it fell in on all them people in it. Killed more Philistines. That's the way he lived here. Trusting in God. Praying to him. Help me, God. Praise the Lord. You ever been in a place where ain't nobody there? You ain't got no help. You ain't got no one to turn to. Your money run out. You're getting hungry. It's time for your rent to be paid. Mom. Your life bills due. Ain't no way out. And you ain't got nobody to turn to. And you cry out to God. Friend, I've been there. Mr. Betty can tell you some tales, too, that happened when her and Brother Hill was married. Times they run out of stuff, run out of it, but their cupboards never went bare. They'd be food sitting on the boat. No, how it gets there. But the food would come. The money would come. You could pay your bills. You didn't get your light cut off. You stayed in your house. Glory to God. That's through the grace and mercy of God. But that is through believing. That's through obeying. Obeying's better than a sacrifice. A sacrifice is after you've slipped up, messed up, and have to come and offer something to get your sins off again. We don't have nothing God needs. We the ones that need God. We've got to come to understand that he is the I am. And what do you say I am is? Well, what do you need today? Because that's what he is. What do you need for tomorrow? Because that's what he is. Glory to God. What do you need help with? Because he's your help. Glory to God. He's always on time, every time. You remember, there's a man in the Bible died, didn't he? Great friend of his. Mary and Martha, his sisters, remember? Their brother died 4 days. But Jesus come 4 days late, right? He's done put in the grave. By now he's stinking, what they told Jesus. He's rolled that stone away. And all he said was, Lazarus, come forth. And he come hopping out wrapped up in grave clothes. And Lucy, even something to eat. He's alive again. I was on time. And he'll be on time for you. But we get impatient. I know I'm going to say something that I hope too many don't hear it, know who I'm talking about. Young man went to church. He got in a wreck or something. Or tree hit him or something. Was it? Messed him up. He couldn't walk. Well, his family bring him to church. They get up and pray for him. But when God didn't move in the time they wanted him to, he quit coming. And it happens all over this world. People that claim they believe in God. They claim that they're saved. They claim that they've got everything they need. Glory to God. But then when it comes time for their faith to kick into action, and they just quit. Well, he didn't listen. He didn't move. I ain't coming no more. God didn't move on this. And I asked him to move, and he didn't move. Well, glory to God. He said, my ways are not your ways. You ever thought about that? His ways are not your ways. He knows the right time to be back. He knows the right time to do the healing. He knows the right time to send the miracle. He knows the right time to send the food when you're hungry. He knows the right time to send the Holy Ghost when you need lifting up and shoulder direction in your life. And people say, he didn't come when I called. Praise God. Did you read the book of Daniel anytime? He got to praying 21 days he prayed and didn't hear from God. And he just kept praying. He didn't give up. He trusted God. When the angel come to visit him, he said, God heard you the first time, but I was in battle over here. Oh, devil, he was fighting him. And go over there. When he got there, though, he still brought the answer, didn't he? Hallelujah, God. And that's who God is. He can be trusted, but can you be trusted to live the word of God? You claim you're a Christian, then act like one. You claim you're a Christian, then live this word right here. Glory to God. Put it in your life. Put it into action. Hallelujah. You know, a child of God, yeah. Hey, people know them out here. You don't have to go up and say, hey, I'm saved. I'm a child of God. They'll recognize you. I worked in Lexington, yes. Kentucky, in a factory. Never said much to nobody. I went in and worked because I was a worker. I'd get in and work and do my job. And they come up to me one day and said, you're a preacher, ain't you? I said, yes, I am. And from then on, they didn't cuss around me. From then on, they'd come and talk to me about the Lord. From then on, I had people come up there, ask me questions about how do you get saved? How do you become a Christian? How do you know when you get saved? All them questions, I'll tell you how you know. It's when you've been born again. When you can't stand sin no more. When you used to go to Walmart, men, and ogle these women that so dumb, they come to town half naked. And now this, you go there, you go to praying for them, Lord, please give them sins. Boy, they ruin their life. They come into town, they ain't even got any clothes on. God, and you turn your head and walk off because you don't want to see that mess, and you think it's a shame for them to be in town that way. The men come to town, their shirt unbuttoned down to their navel, wearing a big gold thick chain, short on, and go to town, walk around, and the women looking at them. Of them, it's the same way. They need to turn their eyes toward heaven. That's where the blessings of God come from. They don't come from the lust of the eyes or the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
But they come through the Savior, Jesus Christ. He died to take that sin from us. If you find yourself caught up in it again, friend, you didn't get what you thought you got.
Amen.
Gracious. I got so much to read, I don't know if we can read it all. But I'll try a little bit. Here's one just, I believe all of you's heard it a few times. The 100th Psalm. Now this is what he said. This is the word of God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We're his people, and the sheep of his pasture. In other words, he's the one that guides us. He's the one that leads us. He's the one that protects us. He's the one that gives us food. He's the one that does everything for us, because we're just the sheep in his pasture. He is the shepherd, glory to God.
Amen.
He says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise.
Yes, hallelujah.
And bless his name. Glory to God. Shame on you. Shame on you if you can go to church and not lift your hands and praise the Lord. Shame on you if you're too sanctified in yourself that you can't raise your hands and say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And you can't even do that. He said, raise up the feeble hands that hang down. Strengthen them with your knees. Where you can stand up and praise him in church and praise him in town and praise him in your house and praise him, glory to God, in the day and the night. For he is worthy. The glory to God is us.
Amen.
He don't owe us anymore. He blesses us because we obey his word, just like they did in the Old Testament.
Amen.
For the Lord is good. His mercy everlasting.
Yeah.
And his truth. His truth, this word, endure it to all generations. Praise God.
Yes,
I don't get up like a Christian, get up and go, wow, you shout a little bit. Scream it out. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are. Thank you for being God in my life. Thank you for washing me clean with the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a mouth to have a testimony. To speak when I go to church or when I go to town or meet someone out here. Glory to God.
Mom.
Thanks, Lord. But they go to church, folks. Everywhere you go, there's people that go in there and claim to have it all. Well, they got a lot more than I got. I still got to praise God. I still got to bless his name and pray to him and seek his face. Glory to God. I want his blessings on me. I don't want his curse. I don't want it. To him to think I'm ashamed of him when I go to the church house or the White House or the Walmart or wherever I go. I don't want God to think I'm ashamed of him. And I think, what are some of these people going to do that They're scared to even raise their hands in church. They're scared to let the Holy Ghost move on them anymore. Oh, we used to shout in here all the time. Had one tell me that. I said, well, reckon who changed? You're God. He hung his head and we did. Turned and walked off. Then change back, folks. Change back. Here's something come out of the 95th Psalm. I'm going to read a little Psalms and I'll get on over. It said, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, boy, he's talking to the church. Harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when they's coming out of Egypt. And all they did was gripe and growl. Because everything, it wasn't just like it was before. We don't have the food we had before. He'd give them manna. He'd give them quails. Every time they got thirsty, he'd give them water. Come out of a rock glass. Glory to God. The one place the water is bitter, he grabs a brick, throws it in, and the water was sweet and good. Because he did what God said. If we tried doing what God said, we wouldn't have to cry as much as we cry. We wouldn't have to be sick as much as we're sick. We wouldn't have to be down if we do what he said. If this church go back to serving God like we did not many years ago when they went to church and got up and actually praised God, actually had a revival every time the church house was glory to God. Every time like a revival. People was getting in, seeking God, shouting and screaming, glory to God, singing their hearts out.
Amen.
Church, and they'll say, we're going to sing two songs, then he's going to preach. Or we're going to sing three songs, then he's going to preach. And that's all they can muster. People, I
come on.
For you. God expects more than that out of the sheep of his pasture. If he's your shepherd and he's leading you, glory to God, he expects you to obey the word of God. Put it in your life, live by it, live it out, glory to God, every day. Because when you do, you truly are a child of God. You truly are blessed by God. You, every day you go to church, every day you go outside, you have something to praise God about. Because he will bless you. But if you're not going to bless him, he said, what did he say? He said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Holy Father and the angels of heaven. He'll be ashamed of you before them. In other words, you're not getting in, folks. Till we get back to where he wants us to be, we're not going to make it. There's no way we can make it. Think about it. If we do it up to what he said, how come you think that God has to answer your first cry? How come you think God ought to answer you at all? You can't answer the call of God and to follow the word, and to be obedient, and to walk up right before him, and to get sin out of your life, and keep it out. Glory to God. You can't be sealed, sanctified, and set apart if you can't even raise your hands and say, praise the Lord, I love you, Jesus. I thank you for what you did at Calvary. You didn't just save me, Lord, but you've saved my children. You've been saving my mother, my daddy before me. Glory to God. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you for the miracles. We still hear of today. Glory to God. We get to pray it, and we pray for people and pass the names and stuff. And as we pray, we're seeing them get healed. That's today, folks. That's not years and years ago. That's people that believe is still seeing God move. But I don't go to church to play games. I don't go to church to be cool. I go to church to worship God. That's what it's made for. It's a house of prayer, and you can't even get them to come to the altar. They don't have nothing to pray about, so they don't come to the altar. I'll just sit here. They won't come up there and get serious, get down, get with God, get in His presence, get Him in them, get stirred up, get moving on, get a fire built back. Glory to God. They don't even want to come to that altar. That's too far to walk. I'm close to the door. I can get out back this way. There's where we're at. I'm going to read this. It's a familiar one too. Psalm 23. Said the Lord, now if you can say this, you're doing what it says in this book. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now you thought about that. I don't have to want for anything because my God tells me in Philippians 4:19 that God will supply all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But He said, I have to follow the instructions that's in this book. I've got to follow them all, each commandment of God. I've got to do it. Glory to God. If I want them blessings in my life. He said, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Glory to God. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over, God. I got nothing else I can ask You for. You forgave me? I said, oh boy, I can't help it, y'all. But He forgave me. And I didn't just carry a few sins up there I carried a load. But He forgave me. And let me be born again into Him. I died. That's what it's called. I died from sin. And I live to the Spirit of God. If you're not doing that, I don't know nothing about that Spirit. Well then, honey, you don't know God. Because it says plainly, God is the Spirit, and them that worship Him must, that's a commandment, must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The truth is the Word of God. Jesus told you that. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. That's what He said.
Yeah.
Glory
yeah.
to God. You'll not get there any other way unless the Father draws you to Jesus and you go humbly with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and get down and ask Him to come in your life. And then you go to study the Word of God where you can please Him in all that you do. He don't, glory to God. I wasn't even going to go there, but think about this. He said, we were made ambassadors of Christ. That's a representative of Jesus Christ alive and walking on the earth. We go to represent Jesus wherever we go. And if you're not, well, I don't feel like praising God today. Well, my back's hurting. I just ain't going to get up and go to that altar. Y'all go pray for them. I'm just going to sit here. I'll stretch my hand out and act like I'm praying. Where are you going to end up when it's over? What's going to happen when you need God so bad? There's nothing. The doctors say it's over, it's through, you're fixing to go, your child's fixing to die, and you ain't got nowhere to go but God. What's He going to say to you when you've been half-heartedly serving Him, halfway reading the Bible, halfway praying? Glory to God. You pray a little, that's what you can expect. You go to church, don't put nothing into it, that's what you'll expect back.
Mom.
Because God wants somebody that's a cheerful giver. They give themselves to Him. And He just rolls it back on us. We get blessing after blessing. Y'all, my mother is 94 years old. Still alive. Still able to get up and get her food. All that stuff. I'm a blessed man. I got nothing to complain about or to gripe about. God's been good to me. Praise God. I want to be good back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't have to be good. I don't understand. He said, Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. And you know what? My head and all my cup runs over. And then He said this, for people that serve God, truly serve God, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes, amen.
Forever. Think about what the forever, y'all. Not a day or two, not a month or two, not a week or two. Forever, I can be in the house of the Lord and live forever. It won't rain there. It won't be nighttime there. It'll be daytime all the time. We have all the time in that there ever going to be, because there won't be no clocks, won't be no watches, won't be nothing to wake us up, all that, because we are there and it's daytime and we can be in the presence of God all the time. We don't have to ask him for nothing. It's all there right before us. Why would you not want that? Why are you not doing what God said? Because of death. We're getting close, bad close to a time when all them non-believers, the ones that they claim to love God, but their hands are tied down like this, and they can't raise them and say, Lord, I love you. I praise you, Lord. I was not worthy, and yet you forgave me. Lord, I can't give you enough
thanks. Thank you, Jesus.
I can't give you enough thanks. I can't walk upright enough for you, Lord. You've done it all, and I'm just a recipient of your love. God, I want to give you mine back to you. I love the Lord. Hallelujah. I love him before anything or anybody, anywhere. I love God first because he loved me first. He shouldn't even have me, but he did because he loved me. And I love this right here. Glory to God. This is where it says it's over here in the book of John, chapter 14. I want to get the New Testament so you know that it still goes with what was read out of the Old about obeying him. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Now wait a minute. What he do, William Sue? He said, I'm not fulfilling my will. I come to do the will of the Father. Well, what should we be doing? We should be fulfilling the will of the Father in all that we do to honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ that died on Calvary's cross for us. Hallelujah. I don't want to hold back nothing. I want to give him my all. And people seem to be storing it up because they don't praise him at church. They don't lift their hands. They don't say glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. They just sit there. And y'all may be saving it up, but it's time to start spending that. And said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He said, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. But here's the thing he said. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
And think about what he said. I'll do whatever you ask. I'll fulfill your prayers. I'll be faithful and true to come down, and whatsoever you ask me, if it's not amiss, I will do it. But he said, you, if you love him, keep his commandments. This is New Testament. That's in the book of John. And it goes on. It says this. In verse 23 there, it says, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Yes,
he that loves me. Now, y'all listen to this close. This ain't my word. I'm not condemning you, but the word of God speaks to condemn you. It says, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which he heareth is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. Now he's telling them, if you won't keep these words, the words of the Bible, you don't love him. You can't be part of him and not love him. You can't praise him. Is that what's wrong, people? You can't praise God because you don't love God. You can't praise God because you've never been saved. You can't praise God because you think he never forgave you. You can't praise God because you don't think that sacrifice Jesus made was for you. What's wrong? Is there something inside you that makes you ashamed to get up in church? Let everybody else be quiet. You get up and raise your hand and all that glory to God. I love you, Lord. You might just stir a fire in that church. God might be waiting on you and your voice to ring out that he can get a fire started in the church house. Glory to God.
Mom.
It ain't always the preacher. It ain't always the Sunday school teacher or the deacons. It's the people sitting on the back pews and the front pews and the ones in the middle. God wants to hear from you. He wants to see a little obedience out of you. Not sacrifice. Not when I pay my tithes, I give the living. He don't need your money. He needs your heart. And glory to God.
Amen.
Until you find in your heart that you want to obey God to the fullest, you'll never get hold of him.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm going to flip over a page. And this is chapter 15 in John. Talks about him being the vine. And the Father's the husband. Talks about if we don't bear no fruit. You remember that? If we don't bear no fruit, then they're going to break that limb off the vine, throw it down, and it'll be gathered up, cast in the fire. Well, that's a lake of fire burning with brimstone. We all know what that fire is. And that's what he said. And he said, herein, in verse 8, chapter 15, is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. So he's saying, if you don't bear any fruit, you're not his disciple, because his disciples went out and told everybody about God, about Jesus, who he was, the Son of God, the sacrifice for all men's sins. They went out and preached it and told them. Peter got up on the day of Pentecost, preached to them. 3,000 souls was added to the church in one sermon. And he said, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. And continue you in my love. Here's what he said, though. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So what's he saying there to you people? Y'all understand English, don't you? He said, if you keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love. Well, he's saying, if you don't, you won't. This is a warning to all of us. When we think that we're all holy, that we've got what we need, you don't have anything. If you're not giving God the glory for everything else, then you're trying to steal from God. You're trying to steal from him. You're saying, well, I've got out of work. I've got all this stuff. I bought this. I bought that. I paid for it. You can't do nothing without God blessing you. You can't have without God giving it to you. You may say, I paid for it. He paid for it at Calvary, honey. He paid the price, the ultimate price. But he didn't stop there. He rose from the dead that we might conquer death also and live forever with him. But if you want to be in the will of God, you want to be in the love of God, then you've got to do what he says. You've got to obey. I read to you different places about praising God, opening your mouth, giving praise and glory. Shout out the name of Jesus. Tell the devil he's a liar and you'll not steal from me no more. You got all you'll ever get from me, devil. I served you once, but I broke the bonds. Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus Christ, I've been washed clean and the chains of sin have been broken once and for all. And I'm clean before God. And I want to follow every word that he said. I won't be as strong as Peter was. Peter walked out, and if his shadow fell on the sick and afflicted, they were healed. The lame and the halt and the blind got up and was healed. They could see, they could walk, they could shout, they could talk. Glory to God. Why we got that? There's a lot of not obeying going on in the church house. Ain't a lot of not obeying.
Amen.
Everybody's needs to be obeying God. That ought to be one thing that drives us and keeps us going on. I want to get stronger. I ain't got enough. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm afraid all the time I don't have enough. So I ask God, give me more. Let the gifts of God work through me. I want to go to church, and if there's somebody bad sick, I want to go lay hands on them and see you heal them, God. If somebody needs told something, I want the gift of prophecy, then I can lay hands on them, and you'll speak to them and tell them. I want to be able to help people. He said the gift of helps. That's being able to help people when they're down and out and sorrowful, sick, things wrong. You go to them, you cheer them up, you pray for them, you lift them up to God. But we got people now, they expect a preacher to do it all. And the preacher can't be everywhere. It takes also the children of God. If you're a child of God, you have a ministry. You have a duty to uphold God in all you do, every place you go, everywhere you're seen. You should be seen as a child of God, as a rock, a stronghold against the devil. I know if I get him to pray for me, hallelujah, God's going to move. I know the man like that right before I went to preaching, man in Kentucky. And I know if I went to him, he'd read my mail. You ever heard that? I got down beside him. He went to praying with me, and he laid his hand over and told me everything wrong. Everything that I wasn't doing right. He told me. People like to get out of that altar till me and him had prayed and made it right. And if you get right with God, you'll be able to know them things that that man knew, that God will tell you your shortcomings. He'll tell you your failures. He'll tell you where you're falling short of the mark of God. And we need to get back to that. We need to get back to that old-time religion. And it ain't a religion. It's a love and a trust of God. It's more than any religion.
Amen.
A child of God, born again, sanctified, sealed by the Holy Ghost, set apart from this world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not subject to the law of sin and death no more, but subject to the higher powers of God and God only. Gosh, we've went so far that now if they go to church, hallelujah. I know churches just right around here. They used to be the shoutingest places ever was. You go in there now, it don't matter who preaches. It don't matter how good it gets. They can sing that song, Do You Know How It Feels? And they'll sit there and go, ooh, glory. Ooh, nobody jump up and shout, praise God. They're dried up. The Bible says, Christ dead, hooked up by the roots if you ain't got it in you to praise God.
Yeah.
If you can't follow a simple directions in here, how do y'all ever cook a meal when you got to use a recipe and put just the right ingredients, mix them together the right way, bake it a certain temperature, a certain length of time, but praise God. This right here tells you how you are to live, how you are to walk, how you are to talk,
mm-hmm.
how you need to praise God in all things, glory to God. Whew. I might as well read some of this too. This comes out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And here's what Selma started, verse 14, read some of it. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. That's the ones that's not following the word of God. I'm warning you tonight. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. God's being patient right now, sending a word out to warn people. What I expect of you is you follow my word. Follow my teaching. Follow what God has spoken throughout the old prophets, all the way through the Bible. And see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. He's saying not just at church, but follow that which is good when you're out at the workplace or out at Walmart or out at the ball field, whatever you're doing. You need to follow that which is good, which is God. Because Jesus said there's none good but one. That's my Father which is in heaven. He said, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Somebody needs to pray right. Said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now that points that finger back at me. That's his will, that no matter what's going on, I give thanks to God. I give thanks to God. If I've only got a piece of bread to eat, ain't nothing else in the house, thank God for that piece of bread. Because I know he'll supply. I know more's coming because God is coming. And praise God, it goes on. Quench not the spirit. There's a lot of that going on today. The spirit get on to that. Hold on to that beauty, keep getting up, doing something for God. And here's a man, I told Sister Betty this the other day. I was guilty of that one time. I was in church, Holy Ghost got all over me. And he said, get up and run. And boy, I want to get up and run. And I thought, man, they'll think I'm crazy. And I sat there. In just about 30 seconds, a fella about three rows by me jumped up, screamed out in the Lord, and went to run. Whole church broke out in like a revival. Everybody got in, went to praising God, running, shouting, lifting up the name of Jesus. I failed him. People ain't going to fail him no more. He showed me that I was wrong, that I should obey God. Obeying is better than a sacrifice. Glory to God. He said, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. He can preserve us unblameless till his returning, folks. But I think he wants faithful people to do that for him. Not ones that wants to, well, I read the Bible and I don't understand it like you say. I don't think you got to praise God all the time. I'm just telling you what it said. You think what you want. When you get smarter than God, you come back and tell me exactly the order and that he made everything that is. You come and tell me how long it took him, how long everything's been in place. Come back and tell me that because you say you're smarter than God and you don't believe that's what it means. I think God knows more than me. So I just go by what it says and obey it. And that's the only way you're going to please God. That's the only way we're going to get back to them old-time revivals happening within us, not just in the church, but them revivals that happen in us. To make us the children of God that we were called to be. Glory to God. The sheep of his pasture, trusting in Almighty God to be our shepherd, our leader, our provider, the one that we love. Glory to God. He died, gave himself for us. Should we not give ourselves to him? Or at least to him? People, it's high time, the Bible said, that we come out of the darkness and into God's marvelous light.
Yes, how you amen. There
if you won't go by the directions? He tells you how to be a daddy, a mama, husband, wife, a son, a daughter, friend, neighbor, all that stuff he tells us how. But if you won't go by the directions, guess what? You're going to get your little ship lost at sea. Because we've got to follow the compass that God has set before us. He set a direction in the life of everybody that loves the Lord, everybody that seeks to please God. And he said, praise me. Come into my courts at the house of God with singing and with praise. Glory to God. Make a loud noise unto God. Holler out and shout, glory to God. I love you. And let the world know it. Yeah, they might fight against you. They fought against him, didn't they? He said it's enough for the servant to be as his Lord, remember? Not above him. If Jesus went by what God commanded him, should we not do the same? Are we not bound by the same thing Jesus was? Are we not here to please the Father just like Jesus was and to recognize him as our Savior, the sacrifice for our sins? I say unto you, yes, we are. That's why we're here. We spend our time here sojourning through this world. But this is not home, folks. This is not the final destination. Home is above. Home is where Jesus is at. Home is where God's at. And one day, after a while, you may get there before us. But praise God, I'm going. I'm going to obey what this word says. And some of it, I'm going to tell the truth. Some of it sometimes is hard to do. But it's all worth it. If you can obey the word, you can please God. If we can please God, we can go home and rest in Him forever. One day soon, that trump's going to sound. It's just like they said, it's so loud, it's going to wake the dead. Glory to God. Because they can't stay dead. When it does, the ones that's left here in Maine, they're going to be changed in just quicker than that. And they'll be caught up, be with Him in the air. The ones that's born again, the ones that's used the roadmap of God, which is called the King James Bible, the Holy Bible. We use that roadmap. Friend, there ain't nowhere you can go but home. If you follow the Word of God and live by the Word of God and obey the Word of God, God will bless you more than you ever know. Because a lot of our blessings is up there. We haven't got there yet. But praise God. He said in the Bible that it's never even entered into the mind of man. And I got a pretty good imagination. But it's never even entered my imagination how good things God has laid up for them that love Him. Them that love Him will do what He said. And I'm asking you today, would you just repent one more time and say, God, look, I go to church. I'm going to raise my hands and I'm going to praise You. I don't care if I'm in a Baptist church, a Methodist church, a Holiest church, Pentecostal church, Church of God, Church of Christ. I don't care what it is. I'm going to raise my voice and I'm going to praise God. Because that's what You told me to do in Your Word. I'm not going to go sit there and just act like I've got everything in the world. All of it's handled. All of it's covered. I repented one time. I'm going to go in there and act like I love You, Lord. And I ain't acting because I didn't. I'm going to show the world that there's a greater hope than anything in this world can offer. And His name is Jesus Christ. There's a hope for all mankind. No matter how bad you've been, how far you've gone, He died to take your sins away. And if you'll come back home, He was on that cross with His arms nailed out. You go inside them arms, He's not nailed any longer. He'll put them arms around you and say, welcome home. I've pleaded with you. I've drawn you. I've asked you. And glory to God, I'm so glad, child, you've come home. That's all you got to do. You can't go to church and be dead and say, I've got the Lord. Because God said, I'm not the dead of the dead. I'm the God of the living. Come alive in Jesus, friends. Come alive in Jesus and live. Glory to God. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back over to you. I ask God to bless everyone out there.
Yes,
bless
amen.
You have never heard of before. And to just keep multiplying them to you. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Good word there. We're going to have Tim come around and sing some songs, and you guys just worship the Lord and praise the Lord with him. Praise God.
I'm going to pull out some of these ones I haven't done in a while and practice them on y'all. So these are ones that I've done a long time ago. I'm going to bring them back out again.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, what's going on here now? Yeah. So.
Thank You, Jesus.
I'm going to work in the field until He comes. Laborers are few. Let my work be done. If I come to talk, I fill their wine on the harvest. I'm going to work in the field until He comes. God is the keeper of the vineyard. The field is the fold of all mankind. I'm laying out my treasures, working for the master. Get his harvest in while we have time. I'm for the working field until He comes. Laborers are few. There's no work to be done. Let's ask your office on the hill. They're wide on the harvest. I'm going to work in the field until He Showing his empty soul, lost and dying. Lonely, hurt, and people need to know that someone cares. He is on patio, the spirit's on the body. So let me lift them up to God in prayer. I'm from the working field, I'm truly done. The laborers are few, that's what work to be done. Let the crops go to fill their wine under harvest. I'm from the working field, I'm truly done. He's a better revelation, I put quickly. To reward this man, for to work shall be. I wanna hear him say, well done, faithful servant. And I know his blessed face I'll see. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. The laborers are few. There's but one to be done. There's nothing wrong with all the kill. There was a target. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. There's nothing wrong with all the kill. There was a target. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes.
Thank you, Lord.
I've got to get up, get it out, get about God's business. We're sold out, I'm sold out. Determined come what may.
I'm gonna tell someone who has a word.
Gotta be my car.
The
work. Got to get up, get out, get it out, want business today. I'm happy in the Lord, as anyone can be. He filled me with his spirit, and keeps all blessing me. Oh, that's what the Lord has done, turned my love to hell. This last joy is proud of me, I'll tell my destiny down. Get up, get out of our business. We're sold out, I'm sold out. Determined to call my name.
I'm gonna tell someone who has a word.
Gotta do my part, and the word. Gotta get up, get out, get out of our business today. Can I get a witness of what the Lord has done? Is anybody in this place there? Watch out the plan. Oh, it's because the world can't get in the office there all the cell. Got to tell somebody, take him to the cell. I'm gonna get out, get out. There's no doubt business. There's no doubt, I'm so loud. First of all, baby, I'm gonna tell someone. Gotta do my part, and you gotta get up and out and get out of the office today. You gotta break, keep your face, your hand, keep your smile. Gotta make a difference, living here and now. Get out, get out. Get about God's business. There's no doubt I'm sold out. Girl, the call was made.
I'm not someone who has the word.
Gotta keep my heart. That's the word. Gotta get out. Get out of about God's business today. I'm gonna get out, get out, get about God's business today. I'm gonna get out, get out, get about God's business.
Today.
Okay, let me see.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. I guess we'll do this one right here. James was talking about this being 4 days late and he's still on time, so I think I'm going to do that one.
The new came to Jesus, we come back. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. He waited for Jesus, he did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, very 4 days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here, the Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, and began to cry. For you, if you had been here, you could have healed him, and still be alive. The door for days lay, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you waited so long. But his way is God's way, not yours or mine. And if it is late, but he's 4 days late, he's still a long time. Jesus said, Martha, show me the grave. But she said, Lord, you don't understand, he's been there for days. The gravestone's rolled back. Then Jesus cried, Lazarus, come forth, then somebody said, he's alive, he's alive. You may be fighting a battle of fear. You cry to the Lord, I need you now, but he has not appeared. Friends, don't be discouraged, cause he's still the same. He'll be here, he'll roll back the stone, and he'll call out your name. With his word and faith, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you're waiting so long. His way is God's way, not yours or mine. Oh, and even if he's late, when he's 4 days late, he's still a long time. Oh, my God, he's right, he's 4 days late, he's still a long time.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Thank
you. I live each day in victory because of the one who lives in me. I found every promise he ever made. Jesus will keep.
Come by my side in desert strife. Love me and help me when I cry. So let me sing in one more song in case I weep. I know how I've made it. I've made it by drinking. Each one by faith, standing on for this story shore, I'll let my trembling voice once more. I know how I've made it. I've made it by grace. God's children are leaving one by one, passing this way and going home. In times of the top, revealing those that very long. But each one here stands upon this shore, waving goodbye as they rejoice. Glory to God, where we have seen that same sweet song. I know how I made it. I made it by grace. Yes, I don't know I will take it each one by faith. Standing on tortoise, 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 I'll live my family voice once more. I know how I made it. I made it by grace.
Okay, I'll do this song for mom. I'll start it out doing this one again. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than anything, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all the shadows that fall across my path, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than my confusion, bigger than anything, God is bigger than mountain that I can't get off me. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears, God is bigger than any mountain that I can't get off me. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than anything, God is bigger than any mountain that I can't get off me. Bigger than all the giants appearing on me, God is bigger than any mountain that I cannot see. Bigger than all my haters, bigger than anything, God is bigger than any mountain that I cannot see. Thank you.
Sister last weekend, and he's got another sister named Carolyn, and she's in the ICU, and she's got pneumonia. She can't eat anything. When she tries to swallow it, she gets choked. It goes into her lungs. It's giving pneumonia, and she's really in bad shape. His other sister's named Kathy, and she was supposed to have back surgery today on her spine to try to correct problems in it. It's supposed to be a real dangerous surgery, and she got up and drunk coffee, then went down and said, oh, I forgot drunk coffee because she didn't want to get the surgery while her other sister was so bad off. You know, we need to learn that love like that, people. Her knee got so bad, in pain, but she didn't want to be down if something happened to her sister. And I think that's, we need to lift them two up in prayer. Remember Freddie, he's been going through a lot. He's really in bad shape himself. Got a lot of problems going on with him, so lift him up in prayer, too. And remember all these kids, like at St. Jude's Children's Hospital, Shriners Hospital, all them. We don't understand how great blessings God has given us if we don't have somebody that's in the shape that they're in, born without arms or without legs or born where they never walk or born with it and didn't get that cancer as babies, just little children. Have to go in for cancer treatments, chemo, and, you know, they don't get to save them all. Lift up the parents and the ones that suffers right along with them, the doctors and nurses that works on them. Remember all the ones in the hospitals and nursing homes, jails and prisons. You know, they can be behind bars, but I got a praise report I got to give tonight, too. We've been praying for my niece's boy, John David Ganey. He's in prison. He was got on dope and stuff and done stupid stuff and got put in prison. He's got, I think, 6 or 7 more months, all he's got left. But he's been calling his mom and talking to her. And he said, one thing's for sure, I'll never go back to doing that again. He said, I've been drug-free for over 6 months now. Ain't touched nothing. And I'll never touch it again. And said, y'all just keep praying for me. Said, I've been asking God to help me. So all that talking and stuff we've done to him, all that, it's took, y'all. And God's got his clutches on him now and going to make him his child. I've been praying so hard for him. And I got a grandson named Michael Porter that needs prayer, too. He's been in drug rehab and stuff recently. He's out now, and I just pray that God gets a hold of him, straightens his life out, that he never has that problem again. For both of them, God's big enough. We just got to believe enough.
Yeah. Ray Davis needs prayer. He's not feeling well today. Let's remember Nellie as she takes the dialysis. It's weighing on her body a lot. So just pray for her. She needs prayer. Remember Mamie and her family. Mamie's had vertigo and been pretty dizzy, so remember her. Ron needs prayer and needs healing, so remember him. Let's remember Rachel and Julian. Let's remember Joel Powell that I mentioned on the first of the broadcast. They took him back to the hospital. They said he's pretty bad off. He's got tumors in his head and everything, and I guess it's cancer. And so just pray for his wife, Lena. And let's pray for all the ones that need salvation, all the ones that need healing.
Yes.
Pray for all the ones that need deliverance. You know, our God is able to do any of that we ask him to do. We'll just believe in faith. Pauline Hamblin says to remember Josh. Remember Mindy Pierce, Michaela Lambert, James Nelly, Tony Young, and Cookie Woods says to pray for her niece that is having surgery tomorrow. Linda and Glenn, both of them have had surgeries and needing God's touch, so remember them. And they have a grandson, Dakota, that has a sore on his hip. So let's pray that God just move in that situation and get him back in church. And let's pray for Ivan's niece, Holly. Her husband has cancer and needs a miracle. Damon needs salvation. God brought him out, brought him through a lot, and touched his body, so we thank God for that. Willa Dean, let's remember her. She needs healing. And little Nova needs prayer. She's had heart surgery, and I think that she's got something else wrong with her now. I'm not sure what's wrong with her, but remember her. Little Cheyenne needs prayer. Let's remember all the ones in the hospitals, nursing homes, and like you said, the ones in jail. And let's remember all the churches that are really working for the Lord. And
amen.
Pray for all the pastors and everything, for them to have strength. And let's pray for Landon and Noah, Carolyn Cooper. All of them are taking chemo treatments. So I think Carolyn's going on her last one this month. She might have done and had it, but let's pray that she'll get a good report. She's going to... they're going to be doing tests on her pretty soon, and she asked everybody to pray that God would work it out, that she would be cancer-free. So we're believing that for her, and there's many more that God knows all about, and we're just going to take them all to the Lord in prayer. And the ones out on Facebook, if you have prayer requests, you can put them in the comments below, and we'll pray over them. And believe God with you. Brother James, go ahead and lead in the prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' mighty name tonight, God. There's so many requests, so many needs in your children tonight, Father. The little young ones with cancer, that's looking at Landon and Noah, Lord.
There's many out there, Lord, that don't know you. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. Their hearts, their lives, their souls, Lord.
Make them whole again.
Let them be born again. Lord, we pray, God, that we'll deal with their hearts in such a way that they don't want to be right now. Ask you to be the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We give you praise and glory, Lord, for all the ones who have already saved those people today. In Jesus' name we pray. We just pray that something will take
disease and dread
the Lord, your Savior, tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
They need to be restored in the Lord, God.
All the ones in their bodies.
God, to put a
Lord,
fire and a
near back before he went to the cross
in a better
for
way,
our sins. We're asking you in the name of Jesus. That's all
God.
The ones that need healing in their bodies. By your Spirit, nothing is too hard for you, Lord. You should be to do it exceeding abundantly above what we can ask and say, according to the power that works in us. Lord, we're asking you tonight, all those that need miracles, those that need healing, Lord, whatever their needs may be, God, you know every one of them. We lift them all to you, asking you, Lord, to intervene on every situation and supply every need of living here in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray and we thank you for all the praise and support that we have given. Thank you, Lord, again for what you've done for Dora. We thank you, Lord, for his family. We ask you, Lord, to touch the Lord and give the strength that he needs.
Fall
back in the shape that he's in before, Lord. You're faithful, Lord. We believe that you're going to do it in the name of Jesus.
His grace, and I have to do what he said. I
have to obey him. Thank you for this service. Ask you to take our pastor tonight. Give him the
my Lord, to pray for
you.
And be with Sister Betty and Jill to sing. Bring this broadcast out to the God we use. God, guide us into what you have us to do.
We'll give you praise and we'll give you glory, Lord. We ask you,
Father, in a great way that we might make believers and not believers. Give us the word of prophecy. Lord, we can tell them. Lord, help them on their way back to Jesus.
Lord, I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to draw the people
to
you, Lord,
to overcome Satan, to go on that tonight, to be blessed,
all the glory and all the praise, Lord, for what you're doing.
And the praise for it all, Jesus, for it's you that does it all. All we can do is ask for it, but we trust that you can bring every bit of this to pass. This life is
all for our families in.
But you'll be there right on time. Lord, move for my lost children, grandchildren, my loved ones, my friends, my neighbors that need Jesus. Move in them, Lord. Help them, Lord, learn from somebody.
We have, Lord, we pray that you'll touch them and heal, Lord, in Jesus' name.
What they need in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray this and glorify your name. Use us, Lord, to bring you glory. Let us be the ones to bring the praise that you so richly deserve, Lord. If the others refuse, then, Lord, make our voices louder. And I pray this in Jesus' mighty name, that his glory would come down through this earth one more time. Amen. Thank you, dear Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. I see that we have about 7 minutes left. So do you have anything else to add? For that, Brother Miles?
No, I got so hot I'm done with horse.
Praise the Lord. Well, we'll have Kim come around and sing another song or two, and Harry's gone out of here, and we thank everybody for joining us tonight, and join us again on Monday for Pastor Don Harris's broadcast. It starts at 6 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. And we'll be back on next Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. So tell your friends and your neighbors about that. Like and share it if it has blessed you. And let's get the gospel out further. And we're going to have Kim around and sing for us. So God bless everyone. We love everyone. And we'll see you all next week. And he's going to come around and bless us with some songs.
Yeah, I'm gonna sing this invitation song here. I do a little bit of recitation in this song. Y'all know what it is. It's Just As I Am. So
yeah.
A lot of people have never heard me do this, but I used to get a lot of requests to do it.
Just as I am, without what we, but that I was, was meant for thee, and that thou didst me not to thee, O Lamb of God.
Come just as you are to Jesus for salvation. It's as simple as ABC. A, admit you are a sinner, because all have sinned, says Romans 3:23. 1 John 1:8 says, as we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and we must repent of our sins. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave, according to these scriptures. Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We cannot be ourselves. Salvation is a gift, and it is provided by grace and faith in Jesus Christ, from Ephesians 2:8. We confess. 1 John 1:9 says, we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess Christ before men. Matthew 10:32 says, whosoever thou for shalt confess me before them, him I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive, will the heart of weak relief. Because thy promise I believe, O well, O God,
y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.